This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The list of Birmingham's economic assets in its city center is well documented. UAB, Innovation Depot, a growing cultural and entertainment scene. But there's a feeling Birmingham is in a unique moment that, if seized, will reap benefits for years to come. So over the last 2 years, some members of the business community have been working on a new initiative they believe will set Birmingham on a path to that prosperity. We talk about it now in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, this is called Innovate Birmingham. What is it and how this come about?
Well, it's more of a, I would say, an initiative than it is an organization. The innovation assets we have in town, Southern Research, UAB, Innovation Depot, they've been having regular communications for a long, long time. But in 2015, Bruce Katz from the Brookings Institution came to town, and really, he came away kind of astounded at the collection of assets we have, particularly here in the city center. And that really kind of kick-started and catalyzed some conversations between all of these kind of heavy hitters from the business and community world, and really led to this effort and this creation of what eventually became Innovate Birmingham.
So what will we see? How do organizers, or what do organizers plan to roll out?
The idea behind this is all about leveraging assets. So they're not trying to duplicate what Innovation Depot is doing. They're trying to kind of use, the presence of them to really create kind of an innovation technology driven economic development plan, kind of put the efforts that are ongoing and kind of put those on steroids and find out where gaps need to be filled. So what you're going to see is a few different things. A big component of this is workforce development. Innovate Birmingham, actually, one of the kind of the first big wins for them was this $6 million grant that UAB secured, where they're basically training 925 young people for really high demand technology-based fields. It's so important if you're trying to recruit companies or if you're trying to grow companies and keep companies in town, they need that pipeline of talent.
Well, you use the phrase economic plan and we hear strategic plans. There have been some that have been more political, like MAPS in the late 90s. There was the Birmingham Business Alliance's Blueprint Birmingham a few years ago. What's the difference with this one, or how do we think about this one?
It's more of a narrow plan in a way, because it's really focused on innovation, technology, life sciences, and those kind of innovative fields. But because of kind of the evolving economic atmosphere, it might even have a more potential for a broader and larger impact, because these days everybody is an innovation company. And if you're not, you're going to have some serious problems.
There is all that activity going downtown, all these assets there in the city center. But one of the criticisms of Birmingham's rebirth is that it is focused there, it is concentrated there. Is there any part of this that addresses broadening that economic benefit?
That's one of the more interesting aspects, I think, of this plan, especially as it compares to kind of past strategic plans out there. And that really is the idea of inclusion. So talking with Devin Laney from Innovation Depot, one of the things he brought up was the fact that the technology district really kind of overlaps with the civil rights district. So talking about opportunities that could be spawned there in terms of job training, in terms of workforce development. But I mean, everyone I talked to, and I talked to pretty much all of the major players behind this plan, talked about the idea of this needs to be something that transcends geographic boundaries. It needs to be something that gets out really into the city of Birmingham neighborhoods and connects people there with jobs and opportunities. The workforce training plan, a high percentage of those people are coming from the neighborhoods. What they want to see is more companies. They want to see more companies coming in, more companies coming through Innovation Depot, and just more startups and innovation companies in general. That's going to have an impact on real estate, because those companies need a landing spot.
For those involved with this Innovate Birmingham, how are they evaluating its success?
There's a few factors they're looking for. They've told me that the main thing they're looking for is economic prosperity. They want to look down the road and see that they've created opportunities where maybe opportunities didn't exist before. So economic prosperity, they're saying, is number one. And they'll define that probably in terms of job creation, in terms of are we making efforts at kind of reducing poverty and kind of bringing generational change to neighborhoods, but also in terms of hard numbers, the number of companies. They want to see more spinoffs from UAB Research. They want to see more companies with the chance to come in Innovation Depot, more outside technology and innovation companies coming into the area, but also in terms of venture capital. How much venture capital, how much investment are we drawing, and really benchmarking that and kind of measuring it over their time. So I think that those are a few ways to measure success like this.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks a lot.